Thank you and good morning. Officers from the California Highway Patrol arrested 35-year-old Bayside resident Jonathan Rosales on Saturday night after responding to a report of a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 just north of Red Crest. Rosales was headed southbound when he lost control of his pickup truck, crossed over into the northbound lanes, and then, while trying to steer back onto the roadway, lost control again and rolled several times before coming to rest down a short embankment. There were two passengers in the vehicle, and one of those passengers, a 26-year-old Arcata woman, suffered fatal injuries in the crash. The second passenger, 34-year-old Eureka resident Russell Green, suffered minor injuries, and he was treated and released from the hospital. Neither Rosales nor the female passenger were wearing seatbelts, and Rosales suffered major injuries in the crash. He was airlifted to Santa Rosa for treatment. Rosales is being charged with felony DUI. Eureka police have updated the investigation into a stabbing incident at a California Street apartment on the 20th that sent two people to the hospital with multiple stab wounds following a violent altercation. Eureka police learned that the victims, Thomas Frank and Ruth Wertman, were squatting in the apartment when in the early morning hours on the 20th, they were attacked and stabbed by the assailant, a known local gang member who Frank and Wertman know but refuse to identify as the suspect. Frank suffered 15 stab wounds and managed to fight off the attack by hitting his attacker, a 26-year-old adult white male with the letters CWB tattooed on his neck, in the head with a piece of wood during the altercation. The suspect fled the scene, and Frank and Wertman were treated for their wounds. The attack is not gang-related, and police believe the crime was a crime of passion between those involved. The investigation has been suspended due to a lack of cooperation from the victims. Arcata police arrested 24-year-old Palos Verdes resident Alexander Vargas early Saturday morning after finding him asleep inside his vehicle parked on the Arcata Plaza. Officers noticed that Vargas was holding a piece of drug paraphernalia in his hand while dozing, and a subsequent search of his vehicle turned up 7 pounds of processed marijuana, 1.5 pounds of MDMA, also known as ecstasy, vials of LSD, $9,000 in cash, and drug paraphernalia. Vargas was arrested and booked into county jail on possession and possession for sale charges. Authorities arrested three New Yorkers for a pot farm in Dinsmore, where they seized more than 400 plants and $1,200 in cash. Deputies arrested 26-year-old Quinn Rogers, 23-year-old Brooke Sanders, and 24-year-old Amanda LaSorsa, all of Long Island, New York. The suspects told deputies they had moved to the area specifically to grow and sell marijuana. All three were arrested on possession and possession for sale and booked into county jail. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Pending approval from the boards of trustees, Mendocino College will begin offering classes at the College of the Redwoods Coast Education Center in Fort Bragg for the fall semester, a first step in what could be a full transfer of Redwoods facilities to its southern neighbor in the future. The two community college districts are in talks to make the move permanent, and Redwoods President Kathy Smith said in a statement that because it's become increasingly difficult to deliver educational services to the coastal region due to the distance between the campus and Eureka, they welcome the chance to collaborate with Mendocino College in providing instruction. The California Highway Patrol is recruiting new officers, and for those in Humboldt County interested in a career with the CHP, a local recruitment seminar has been scheduled. The CHP Humboldt Area Office will host the career seminar tomorrow at the Humboldt Fire Training Center on I Street in Eureka from 6 until 8 p.m. The seminar will provide applicants with an overview of the recruitment process and outline the necessary requirements needed to begin that process. On Sunday morning, Fortuna Police issued a missing person report for a 17-year-old Fortuna girl who had gone camping with friends in Dinsmore on the 26th and who had failed to return home. By Sunday night, Fortuna police were able to report that they had made contact with the teenager and determined that she was safe and sound. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.